Amazon has been confirmed as the company behind a proposed data center in Perry Township. The repository reports Stark County Commissioner Richard Regula and Canton Mayor Bill Shearer identified the tech giant following a public open house Wednesday. Panattoni Development has not officially named its client. The project is planned for Faircrest Street Southwest and Crop Avenue, with completion targeted for 2027. Officials say it could become the largest taxpayer in the county. The open house also drew protests, with residents voicing concerns about noise, electric costs, property values, and transparency. Canton police have identified a woman found dead near Nimishillen Creek Tuesday afternoon. 46-year-old Cherise Otis of Canton was discovered around 2:45 in the 1600 block of 3rd Street Southeast. Police say her body was wrapped in blankets and secured with ratchet straps. She was taken to the Stark County Coroner's Office with an autopsy planned in Cuyahoga County. Police say the investigation is ongoing and are asking anyone with information to contact them. A new inspection report is raising serious concerns about conditions at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Maslin. The Ohio Attorney General's Office says staff were sometimes conducting required welfare checks using surveillance cameras instead of in person. The report also cites chronic staff shortages, high vacancy rates, and heavy use of solitary confinement. Indian River stopped accepting new inmates earlier this month as it continues to face ongoing safety concerns. A man faces charges after Canton police say a Wednesday incident involved gunfire and a chase. 29-year-old Ollie Dukes of Canton is accused of firing shots at a man and fleeing on a motorcycle while being pursued by officers. Dukes also allegedly followed the victim's girlfriend on the motorcycle, tried to strike her vehicle and slashed a tire, then hid a knife in the bike believed to have been used in the incidents. Dukes and the woman have two children together. He was arrested and faces charges including felonious assault, failure to comply, and carrying a concealed weapon. Dukes is prohibited from having a firearm due to a 2019 resisting arrest conviction. Canton police say a man is charged in an alleged shooting during a dispute with the mother of his child. 24-year-old Bradley Walden of Canton was arrested following the Wednesday incident and faces charges including felonious assault, domestic violence, and child endangering. He lives in the 2700 block of Harrison Avenue Northwest and is accused of discharging a gun in a hallway of his apartment building. Another unit was struck by gunfire. Court records state Walden also was found in a vehicle with a loaded gun and marijuana. Walden has a prior domestic violence conviction that prohibits him from having a firearm. A new statewide attendance dashboard is shedding light on chronic absenteeism across local school districts. In Stark County, about 12.8% of students are considered chronically absent, while 84% have satisfactory attendance. According to district data, Alliance Schools has 15.4% chronic absence, Marlington 11.3%, and Louisville 8%. Lake Local reports 11.9%, Plain Local with one of the higher rates at 21.1%, and Osnaburg Local 11.5%. Minerva Local is 18.1%. 1%, Canton City 14%, and Canton Local 14.7%. State officials say more than 25% of students statewide were chronically absent last year. The dashboard will be updated weekly to help track trends and improve attendance. Charges are expected in an East Palestine animal cruelty case after animals were seized from a home earlier this month. The Columbiana County Humane Society says 21 animals, including cats, rabbits, and a dog, were removed from a Main Street residence due to unsanitary conditions. Investigators say many were infested with fleas and illness. The animals remain in shelter care. A major project is in the works for State Route 11 in Mahoning County. ODOT plans to resurface nearly 8.5 miles of the highway from the Columbiana County line north to the Route 224 interchange in Canfield and Beaver Townships. The $7.1 million project also includes ramp work at State Route 46 and maintenance on 11 bridges. Construction is expected to begin early next year, with at least one lane of traffic in each direction maintained. ODOT is seeking public comment on the project through May 19th. Youngstown police are investigating after a fetus was found Tuesday night at the city's wastewater treatment plant. A city spokesman says a worker made the discovery at the Poland Avenue facility and immediately alerted police. Detectives believe the find may be the result of a miscarriage. They've contacted local medical providers as part of the investigation. A Youngstown man has learned his punishment for the April 2023 shooting death of a 15-year-old girl. On Wednesday, 23-year-old Sean Peterson was sentenced in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to 20 to 26 and a half years in prison. He pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and other charges in the death of Amaya Montserrat. The case stems from a drive-by shooting outside a Southern Boulevard restaurant in Youngstown after a birthday party. The sentencing comes after Judge Anthony DiPolito denied Peterson's request to withdraw his guilty plea. Peterson had refused to testify against a co-defendant. Three people are dead following an early morning house fire in Mercer County, Pennsylvania. State police say five people were inside the home on Walnut Street in Sandy Lake Township when the blaze broke out. WFMJ-TV reports two adults escaped, but two juveniles and one adult were killed. Troopers also report multiple pets died in the fire. The cause is under investigation, but foul play is not suspected. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.